Okay, so we continue in Shaar Ahava in the Archas Sadikim. The learning today, as always, should be a schusi l'nishma sadir chaver chaim olaz ben shem shenariyeh, as well as a schus for a ilu nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion, and a schus for Fuhr Shlema. L'chaim doi ben Minarachu, chanalei b'shein d'rachon, abadati ben peril, and a schus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we continue in Shaar Ahava. The last thing we talked about was we talked about how a person should show love for others, and we said that a person should expend effort on for other people and care about them and not ever participate in conversations that are putting people down. And in that way, people will value you as a and will continue to reciprocate that love. So he says like this: "V'yamar Chacham Livnai, a wise person said to his son, 'Kiyala bilvavchal ischaber in bnei Adam.' If your heart, if it enters into your heart to associate with other people, ischaber im Chacham, be friend. Basically, if you're going to be friends with anyone, be friends with wise people. That if you hang out with a Chacham, you become smarter too. V'nemar ten l'Chacham yechamoy." Give to the Chacham, and you'll become smarter too. Shimtechkam, if you grow smarter, you he will praise you, and he won't argue with your Chachma. And then you'll know that you could rely upon your own wisdom. Meaning, what he's saying is the following: he's saying that if you associate with a Chacham who's not intimidated, he doesn't feel threatened by you, then and you become smart, you gain wisdom, and he defers to you, then you know, Taka, you could rely on that. If you honor him, he'll honor you. Tadreyu, if you praise him, he'll praise you. If you need his help, he will help you. Whatever you say, he will vindicate you. Imtechas, if you become angry, yisbalecha, he'll be soivalit, he'll tolerate it. V'tilmad mi'maisim toivim, and you will learn from his ma'isim toivim. So essentially what he's saying is that you want to know if you want to be able to judge if you're holding on the level. You want to be able to judge if you're there. The way to be able to judge is by associating with a Chacham and seeing how he reacts to you. Does he call upon you when he needs advice? Does he call upon you when he needs a psak? Does he call upon you when he needs some action done? And if yes, then you know that if this smart person is relying on me, then obviously my shita is appropriate to rely upon. And in addition, he says he's not going to be intimidated by you, and he won't put you down. If you need help, he'll be able to help you. If you honor him, he'll honor you back. In other words, he's going to treat you properly as well. He won't feel threatened. Continuing, the bottom line is: learn from anyone who will bring you closer to Avodas Hashem. When you want to become friends with someone, get him angry. And if he tells you the truth when he's angry, then become his friend. Leave him. So you make a guy angry, and you see if he's honest with you even while he's angry. And if he is, then he's a friend worth having. And then you should keep a friendship, maintain a friendship. And if not, he's not a friend worth having. Only choose a friend of someone who knows his own worth. If you have someone who doesn't know his own worth, he's not a good friend. Acquire for yourself a friend. What that means is basically someone who's going to tell you like it is. He's not simply going to butter you up. He's going to give you mussar when you're not acting appropriately. And someone who is going to teach you to do good. And don't turn away. Don't tuckets like a thorn. Don't be prickled when he gives you tachacha. Someone who helps you out physically or financially. You should buy him and do not sell him, meaning he's the friend that we talk about that you should acquire. This is a true friend. If you have a friend who flatters you and rationalizes and justifies your mistakes, and he's sympathetic when you mess up, leave him, and don't walk in his direction. Similarly, if you have a friend that takes, and he harms you for even a slight amount of benefit, again. So these are two types of people. You have someone who's not being honest with you. He's just flattering you and buttering you up. So unfortunately, you have wealthy people and celebrities that have a lot of yes men around them, people that aren't honest, because ultimately you're going to make mistakes and they're going to justify it and you're going to basically have terrible midos. So those aren't friends worth having. And similarly, someone who he takes and takes and he only returns it with hezek. He it's a negative return from him. So don't join with people who don't say I one second. Don't associate with people who are okay with doing things wrong. Don't say I join to everything which people say let's do. The aser just a little more. The aser is chaber im rasha biske oilam. You're not allowed to even associate with a rasha in not in Torah, not in avodas Hashem, but even regular business matters, worldly matters. Shenemar, because Yoishafat was mischaber with Achazio. Because you joined Achazio, Hashem is parat your ma'isim. Here is the key that even if you're doing a mitzvah, don't join with Rishayim. Shenemar al tekani b'shchamatz al tivcha b'chol derecha v'armuchachamim al tischaber l'rasha afilu l'dvar mitzvah v'rabu darkei mavis hanimitzvah mechevras Rishayim. Many are the path to Gehenna is inherent if you're friends with a Russia. So if you're going to hang out with a Russia and you're going to associate yourself with him and even do business dealings with him, ultimately you're going to find yourself heading to Gehenna, even if you're trying to do a mitzvah, because ultimately he's not going to help you do it properly. He's going to somehow taint it and it's ultimately going to be batal.